In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good morning from Marion, Kentucky, and welcome to First News Now. I guess the big news this week is the weather. Cold and some snow are moving in, and we're waiting for winter's demise, but it looks like another deep breath from Mother Nature this week, so prepare accordingly. For those of you who enjoy snuggling up in front of the tube, be ready over the next few weeks to catch a glimpse of a local fella on Chicago Fire. That's a pretty popular program among most folks around here. It's a program on NBC, and actor who hails from Crittenden County will be appearing in two or three episodes over the next few weeks. No spoilers here, so grab your Crittenden Press and get all the details about who you can be looking for. It's a familiar face. And as a follow-up to an article in last week's newspaper about internet service in the area, Crittenden County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb has provided an update on broadband expansion efforts by ConnectsOn Connect, which is in partnership with Kenergy. A progress map is available online. You can get that link in the newspaper if you have last week's edition. Judge Newcomb tells us that currently crews are replacing utility poles in the northeastern part of Crittenden County that are going to be supported by the Sullivan substation. Once that phase is complete, work will move to the Marion substation and then to the Dykesburg substation. Once pole replacements are finished, the broadband build-out should follow quickly, Newcomb added. Additionally, the judge says he is working with Kentucky Utilities to promote a ConnectsOn pole attachment agreement that will allow this company to even provide service across Kentucky Utilities service area in Crittenden County. Of course, that agreement has yet to be worked out, but he's optimistic something can be. Now, speaking of our county judge, let's hear from him about a trip by local leaders to Frankfort last week where they visited with legislators and cabinet chiefs. We've got an update from him on progress regarding the U.S. 641 project.
641, they're currently buying right-of-way from Highway 62 back toward the Caldwell County line. They expect to have right-of-way purchases completed and all the agreements in place to be able to start actual construction on grade and drain by the spring of 26, and then should proceed construction in 27, 28. So, and then that only will leave the section from the Caldwell line, county line, to the Crittenden. You know, Deputy Secretary Hancock and Secretary Gray both, said it is moving. So that's a good thing.
Now, you can read all the details about that trip by local leaders to Frankfort last week in your upcoming Crittenden Press. With this 6 to 8 inches of snow that's predicted to roll into this area over the next few days, it'd be good to make sure that your gas tank is full. So let's hear from Miles LP down in Salem.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
Some other bills you may be interested in learning about that is under consideration in Frankfort as the General Assembly is in session right now. There's a bill that has been proposed targeting surprise ambulance bills. This will be some helpful legislation if it passes that may prevent some of those surprise, very expensive ambulance bills that you have to pay. There's some protection offered in this new legislation. We'll have a little bit about it in the Crittenden Press, as well as a bill that has been proposed to help improve driver's licensing opportunities across the state. As you know, those licenses used to be renewed at your local circuit clerk's office. Now you have to go to a regional center, so you'll want to read that article in the press as well. Now let's hear a report from Allison Evans with Dennis Hodge about a great trip that is being organized for local veterans through Patriot Tours to see the Vietnam War Memorial in Frankfort.
Patriot Tours, we're pretty excited. We're getting ready to take a veterans tour to Frankfort. We wanted to do this since we started with the Motor Coach Company. But we're taking a group of veterans on April 17th, and Package Farm Supply is going to be feeding breakfast, and Lone Star Construction is going to be feeding lunch. We're going to go to see the Vietnam Memorial in Frankfort, and then we've got another surprise form that we're not going to reveal just yet. All the details are confirmed. And then we're going to bring them back. So, especially the Vietnam guys just didn't get the proper send-off or return that they deserve. May really change that for every generation after that, and we're all appreciative. So anything we can do for veterans is going to be a positive, and then it's just exciting for us. The other thing we have coming up is everybody loves Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge. So we have a trip coming up to Pigeon Forge in late April, and we've already sign-ups are going good. We've had several people sign up for that, and there's on our Facebook site, you can check it out, or you can check it out at the Crittenden Press, or the Overt tells all about it. And then we will get signed up. Really, all you got to do is just call me, 270-704-0643. Check out the Crittenden Press, or check out our Facebook site at patriotstours.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis. Now, the trip to Frankfort is April 17th. That's a one-day trip, right? They leave early on the 17th and return back that night?
Yeah, we leave early on the 17th. We leave at 7:30 right there at Fredonia, across packages at our bus garage. And it's a totally free trip. We're sponsoring the transportation, and other people are sponsoring the meals, as we before noted. And, so it'll just be a one-day trip, and our estimated time of return is probably somewhere around 6 or 7 p.m.
Okay, well, that sounds like a great trip. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
We have one local obituary to tell you about this morning. Woodford Lee Garrett, 81, of Marion, died February 15th at Crittenden Health and Rehab. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of those arrangements. Now, in outdoors, squirrel season and Canada goose season have come to an end. Those two hunting opportunities began in late November and ended on Saturday. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling. Buying scrap metal right now. Area basketball planned for tonight. Ballard Memorial will host Livingston Central, and Lyon County will be at Paducah Tillman. That's in boys action. In girls play, Caldwell County will be at Christian County, and Ballard Memorial will host Livingston Central. Now on Tuesday, the girls basketball team, Crittenden County's girls, will be at Madisonville, and the Rockets were supposed to have hosted Hopkinsville for a basketball game. However, that has already been canceled, and we'll see what happens with the girls with this weather coming in on Tuesday night. That game scheduled at Madisonville is certainly in jeopardy, I would say, based on the forecast. Over the weekend, Crittenden County's boys played at Webster County. That was Friday night. The Rockets lost 73-30. Crittenden County was led by Kobe LaRue with 10 points. In college basketball, on Saturday night, the number 15 Kentucky Wildcats lost at unranked Texas 82-78 in SEC action. Lyon County's Travis Perry got his first start at point guard, played 28 minutes in that game, finished with 6 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. The Wildcats will be back in action on Wednesday, 6 p.m. at Rupp Arena against Vanderbilt. And that's it for this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press. Stay warm, stay bundled up this week. Going to be cold and likely going to get some snow.